Do you live in a hole or boat?
Either.
Okay, I didn't get that. I think you chose boat. Is that right?
No.
Okay, let's move on. Is your boat a C-class licensed boat, or is your boat used for commercial fishing? Okay, I think you've chosen commercial fishing. Now, I'm going to need your boat's name.
What is going on here?
Okay, I think you've said Targus. Is this correct?
What? No.
Just to make sure I've gotten all the information correct, I'm going to need you to confirm a few more things.
I need some help, please.
Your name is Eric Targus. Is this correct? Okay, I'll go ahead and make that change. Great, I've made the change. Your wife's new legal name is Targus. Targus. Is this okay?
No.
Great.
TBTL.
Well, hello, good morning, and welcome everybody to a Monday edition of TBTL, the show that just might be too beautiful to live.
The vibes will be the illest, and the jams, gnar-ridic.
My name is Luke Burbank. I'm your host, coming to you tonight from the comfortable confines of the Salish Explorer on Elliott Bay. Here it is, TBTL episode 3004.
Ahoy, ahoy.
In a collector series. Much to talk about on this episode of the show, including the funk of 3,000 episodes, by which I mean the TBTL voicemail line, which has literally hundreds of unlistened to voicemail messages, which we will listen to, at least some of them.
Let the fun begin.
Feels like it's time to do some fall cleaning, so we'll clean that out. Also, we've got some top stories for you. Adventure on the high seas. What happens when you are a smuggler? You're being chased by the Spanish boat police and their boat sinks. Hopefully, we won't have any similar experiences here on the high seas. I'm happy to tell you that I am in no way in control of this vessel, which is really great news for all of you. Although, if we get lucky later, we'll go past where my crashed boat currently resides. We can all go take a look at that. That'll be fun for everybody. Plus, we have emails and V-mails and some special guests as well. That is the plan coming up here. First, though, let's say hello to the longest-running Cobro of the show, known for his drawings of tall ships.
Yeah!
He's doing the work. He's baby-stepping. He's Andrew.
Ziggle-zag it. Let's get back at it.
Walsh. And he joins me right now. From right over there.
Hello, everybody. I have got to say, and I know that I'm given to hyperbole, but this has got to be the weirdest Waffle House I've ever been in my whole life. This is great. Thank you for coming out.
Yeah. This has been an interesting week for us because we, of course, have been doing these 3,000th episode-related things all over. And I honestly thought, Andrew, this was going to be, like, the easy one.
I know.
Because it was like, we're going to go on this boat, we'll set up our little gear, we'll do the thing, we'll hang out with the listeners. Up until about 5 minutes ago, I wasn't 100% sure if we were going to actually pull this off.
Yeah, exactly. Starting with the fact that we never got to do a sound check before today. There were some problems with that. I think we got to sort it out. This will be interesting for the people listening on the podcast, but just to make sure everybody can hear us, right?
Yeah, can you guys hear us in the back?
Because, I mean, it didn't seem like I got as much laughter from my Waffle House joke as I expected, so I thought maybe the sound system was funky, but no, that one's on me. Also, apparently there was a little bit of a cluster as far as getting on the boat today. Is that true? There was a line all the way to the, I guess, city center to get on?
Yes. We didn't really think about how long it takes to check through a list of 300-plus people
right.
name by name, and our friend Hannah Brooks Olson, who did yeoman's work.
Thank you, Hannah.
When she's not meticulously cleaning things, she's working as bouncer and head of security, sort of the Patrick Swayze from Roadhouse to this operation. But we didn't realize how time-consuming it was going to be to go through the list. So at some point, I just went out there and just asked each person if they had a ticket, and they said yes. And then I said, you can get on the boat. And one person said to me, there's one person here who doesn't have a ticket, but
really?
I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Are you serious?
So there is literally a Jonah on this boat right now. And if
Who
we
are
go
you?
Down, you need to jump off, whoever you are. I'm glad right now that we are at sea, Andrew, because it's the safest I've felt in a while. Because on land, I am apparently public enemy number one. I made a very harmless and not very funny tweet observation, as I'm wont to do, about people backing into their parking spots, which I have noticed is a thing now. Look for it. It's like a trend. It used to just be a certain kind of Ford F-150 dude did it, or as I wrote, somebody who's going to pull a heist at a Panera Bread. But what I did not realize I was going to unleash was the anger of the backup parking community. People have been park-splaining to me so hard online.
What have you learned? Does it have to do with the backup cameras that are in cars now?
Some people have pointed out that with the advent of the backup camera, it's easier to do. People are telling me all the reasons why it's a better way to park. And it might be a superior way to park. I still think it makes you look kind of, I don't know, a little extra.
Really? Like, does it make you look extra in the process of parking the car?
Well, see, that's where my logic breaks down, because I don't know what the situation was when these people pulled up. So maybe there was no one else in the parking lot. They didn't inconvenience someone. So it's their right. It just looks weird to me.
You know, and you're talking, just to be clear, in a parking lot, right? You're not talking about those street angle parking things where people are kind of backing in sometimes. You're
no, because that's like the actual rule is
you
have to
back
in. I'm talking about, like, I went to a laundromat to get some clothes washed, and there was five cars, and they were all backed in. And I just, it just seemed very,
I gotta
like, extreme.
I mean, I want to go with you on this. It doesn't bother me one way or the other. Which
well,
is
we
like
already
the
know that
like...
you crash into people's cars when you park.
Well, that's true,
I feel
too.
Like you're the last person that should really weigh in on this.
Exactly. Maybe it's easy. Oh, maybe, that's right. Maybe it's a demolition derby thing. When do you know that in a demolition derby, you try to back into the car so that you destroy the engine in the front of the other person's
car? Is that really the goal?
Yeah. You want to knock all the other cars out of the demo derby.
I didn't realize that.
They're trying to say I was drunk.
Exactly.
I drank 8 beers yesterday. That was all I drank.
That guy won a demolition derby drunk, right?
He was in a demolition derby.
I believe he won. He had
he?
The title stripped because they had him do a breath test and he was drunk.
It was like a doping situation.
Yeah, exactly.
A reverse doping?
Yeah. Well, we're really glad to be here. Thank you, everybody, for coming out to this boat, for waiting in line, for being here, for taking... I was going to say sort of putting your lives in our hands, but really your lives are in the hands of the fine Argosy crew who know what they're doing, and they've been amazing to us. We want to thank Argosy for being the official maritime sponsor of the TBTL Tourable. Thanks for asking, 3000 Spectacular. It's the first maritime sponsor we've had, actually.
Yeah, yes. None of them would come close to us.
I was trying to be the first maritime sponsor of the show. And that didn't end particularly well. Shout out to my insurance agent, Kevin O'Brien, at Liberty Mutual. So here we are, episode 3004 in a collector series. And Andrew, when you came on to the show, we were at around episode what-ish?
Oh, I was sitting here. I was excited to find out. I have literally no idea. I thought you were going to tell me.
I'm curious. I don't know. Does anybody know in the neighborhood?
I think it was like 2012-ish, I think.
So it would have been, I don't know, maybe 1,000, getting
close
to 1,000?
Yeah, I know that it was... Ah, wait, hold on, I can tell you. Because I was at the 2,000th episode. You're just trying to get me to say 1,000.
No, but I felt very, like, we use this a lot these days. I felt very seen by John Hodgman in the New York show with the trouble he was having saying those words.
Yep, you have to be very deliberate. But I remember I was at your... No, I was at your 1,000th episode as sort of a helper. So I think we were friends at that point.
Was that the one where, like, Ira Glass didn't call in?
Exactly, and I'm just, like, fretting and pacing back and forth.
A non-phone call that will live in infamy.
Trying to call Ira Glass. I've been calling him every day since. Still won't pick up. I don't know what's going on there. So that would have been about 1,000. So I probably came onto the show as a regular goofball, like maybe, you know, sometime in the early 1,000s.
Well, you, when you came on and started to sort of take on certain producerial, is that, can you make producer, like, can you conjugate it that way?
I think so.
There's got to be an English major on this boat. This is a public radio podcast. Producerial, is that a word, Jan? Jan says it's a word, you guys, so stop judging me. When you started to take on your duties, Andrew, you inherited a real mess from me, known as the TBTL voicemail line.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I didn't inherit that until years later when I actually asked you if we could bring it back to life, because it actually just went dormant for a long time. And I learned this today because in honor of the 3,000th episodes, I thought it'd be fun to go back and see what are in those archives. And there's a big gap between 2011 and 2014 or 13 when there's no action at all. I think 2014.
People are leaving messages, but we're not listening to it?
No, nobody was leaving any messages at that point. We stopped giving out the number. You stopped giving out the number, all told. But before that, going back to 2010, there are all kinds of voicemails on that machine. It's not a machine. It's a Google voice line. Whatever. I started going through them. I saw that you had over 400. I think it was close to 500 unlistened to. Not unresponded to. Unlistened to
voicemails.
Which
is a form of not responding to
them. It is. Exactly. It's actually a shortcut to not responding. And so I can't take responsibility for that. And so I thought it'd be fun to go through and see if there is any gold in them, thar hills. And I want to play a couple for you. Now, listen. I'm being serious about this. I thought about this a lot. I don't want to start negative because I know we joke around a lot about people who, didn't get their posters or ticked off for some reason or another.
Why did you bring that up? I'm trapped on a boat with.
I know.
I'm probably 100 people who I owe some kind of swag to.
I know.
I'm going to lock myself in the bathroom.
I'm making it worse as I talk. But I will say, I did get this voicemail from a couple of people. I don't know exactly what they're talking about, but I think some people in this audience will be able to explain it to me if you can't, Luke. But this is a voicemail from, let me look here, July 13th, 2010, from a couple of folks. They'll introduce themselves, and they say that you owe them some money.
What?
Are you serious?
This is Emily.
And Mark.
We're your tent in New Jersey, and we're a little frustrated that the show wasn't free. That we're members, we contributed to the annual thing, what's it called?
The fun drive, whatever you call it. And we're trying to make bread and clean the kitchen.
And then all of a sudden we gotta buy your thing, which is fine. We're totally fine with giving you $1.98, but there was no warning. You also could have thrown in, by the way, it's going to be $1.98. Prepare yourselves for 5 minutes of administrative bullshit to deal with. Anyway, we still love you, and we're happy to give you our $1.98.
Oh, it just started.
Here, you can hear your own thing.
That's really meta.
So it's meta. XO.
Okay, so what were you selling for $1.98? Do you remember?
Yeah. I briefly did ads for a male enhancement product.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Called Tiger Blood, and later we were shut down by the FDA.
Do you have any idea what that's about?
I wonder if it is related to that we did one of the live shows from the Columbia City Theater. I thought, Okay. Well, maybe people would be willing to pay a dollar or two to listen to this. And because we had at the time, in those days, let me put it this way, the measurement system for podcast listeners was not very precise.
Okay.
This is, let's get everybody on a boat and then let's just explain podcast measurement analytics. Because,
right.
I mean, that's why you guys came here, especially the children. Break out some kind of DS2, kids. This is going to be long. Is that a video game thing?
DS2?
No. Break out a 2DS and then teach me what it is. There was a period of time where if you were listening to TBTL on your computer or your phone, every time your computer or phone would go check in with the audio file, our system thought it was a new listener. And your phone or computer might do that 10,000 times during an episode. So we thought we were getting like 2 million listeners per episode. Uh-huh. I thought we were the most popular media product that had ever been created.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought if even 5% of 2 million people will pay $2, I can retire from podcasting. The number of people who paid to download that show was definitely less than 70.
Really?
And some of them were in New Jersey, and they're mad.
So this was a rebroadcast of your live show.
That's my guess.
You know what?
It's the only thing I think we've ever tried to sell for $1.98.
Honestly, this makes sense now, and I didn't know that was the answer to that. But my next voicemail here is from actually a couple of days before. That was July 13th, 2010.
Are you with a collection agency?
No. But there are some people on the voicemail who
are. Are you recording this call? Is this all going to be used in some sort of legal framework?
You're going to like this one. This is somebody who's really into your action. This is from Keith, and this is from 3 days earlier, July 10th, 2010. I'll let you take a listen to this.
Luke, buddy, man, tonight was the greatest night of my life. You probably remember us. It was me, Keith. Keith and Eddie, we snuck up to that VIP section and met you, took a couple snapshots. It was awesome, dude. I loved it. Great set. Loved the whole thing, man. I really appreciate everything you did. I really appreciate the way that the people serve the beverages, and the way I drank it was really cool. And I just wanted to thank you again. So that was really awesome, man. All right.
So now that you say that, that makes sense. That I did a Google. July 10th, 2010 would have been the night that you did the SummerSlam, which was a two-night event in
Seattle.
And
we let someone named Keith sneak up there?
Apparently, Keith got up to the VIP.
That was Drew's wedding. Mike
That's
Frizzell,
right.
Who's here with us tonight.
Yes. You remember Keith?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I think
we
all were in those days.
I will say this, too. The voicemail line going back 2010 to 2013 or 14, wherever it cuts off, it is less of a voicemail line and more of an anti-AA meeting. I'm not joking. It was just a reservoir for drunk people just calling, getting really emotional.
How many of the calls are from me? Because my thought was I've left at least 200 of these messages, so that's probably why I didn't think I need to go back and listen to them.
Maybe I should have pulled more of them. I honestly wasn't sure how this segment would go.
I'm still not sure how this segment's going to go.
If they're not enjoying it, it's probably because of the audio system. A lot of people just like, and in a certain way, okay, it's not good for your liver, or maybe even you can make other arguments against it, but it was just a whole bunch of people that when they were feeling the most vulnerable or overjoyed, they would just call the voicemail line and just weigh in. So maybe that's why you stopped checking it, but it was kind of special and kind of scary at the same time. I have one more voicemail for you, maybe I can squeeze in two more. But this one goes back to 2012, it looks like. This is the spring of 2012. Okay. More innocent time. And I think you guys might recognize this voice.
God, do you guys even still use the TBTL voicemail? It's me, Hot Greg Luke. Anyway, so things are going good in North Carolina, and I just bought my first Android phone, and the very first app that I downloaded was the TBTL app for Android, and I was super, super excited, so I just thought that I would call and see if you guys, by chance, still use this. Luke, I miss you guys so much, you and Jen, so much. Of course, I miss Sean, too, because... Oh, it's Sean DeTore, and I love him. But anyway, Luke, I just wanted to say hi and let you guys know that I did just download your app. And I'm super excited to use it, and I can't wait. But I saw where it said call the voicemail, so I thought that I would do it as soon as I could, just right now, actually. But anyway, I love you guys, and I can't wait to talk to you guys the next time. So I hope all is well, and oh, yeah. Well, never mind. That was stupid. I shouldn't say that. But anyway, I love you, Luke, and I love you, Jen, and I cannot wait to talk to you guys the next time. All right. Well, for now, I'm out. Bye.
It does my heart good to hear that voice again.
Yeah.
I love that.
Hey, Greg. What's up, man? Sorry it took me a minute.
Yeah.
Sorry it took 7 years.
As I was going through the old voicemails, though, and this will be the last one I play, I promise, I found a new voicemail on the line, but it's kind of a blast from the past at the same time. So if you will allow it,
okay. Let
me play one more. How about this?
Hello, Luke, it's Mortimer, your Agent Mort, agent to the Northwest Stars. Welcome home, my friend. I hope your podcast trip tour across the country was fun. Boy, New York... where America keeps so many of our treasures. In Florida, where America keeps so many of our snakes. And now you're home. I gotta talk to you about a very special hush-hush project, Luke. I gotta whisper here, okay? A forced whisper. Because I have fought tooth and nail to get you a private audition. Now, Luke, imagine introducing yourself as the host of Talking Thrones. Yeah, let that sit in. And no, I'm not talking about the silly medieval castle stuff. I'm talking about the show Talking Thrones, where you, Luke, will count down the very best toilets on the market each and every week. And I don't need to tell you, Luke, there has been some incredible innovation in toilet design and functionality over the past 10 years. Okay, now let's talk compensation. You would be paid by Kohler. You would actually become an employee of Kohler. And as a signing bonus, by the way, they're going to be installing a bidet in your home. Yes, gently used, I'm told. Luke, I
can't begin to tell you what a show like Talking Thrones could do to expand your career. And I really think you could become the face of the show, which I do believe will become the flagship show for the entire in-flight TV network in the Midwest. This is going to be special. Boop. Hang on, Luke. I got another call. Hang on.
Please continue to hold for Mort, agent to the Northwest Stars, with clients like Luke Burbank, the face of Kohler, and...
Hello, I'm back here. Oh, my goodness, Luke, do I have an exclusive for you. I just got word that Amazon has made its biggest purchase yet. You hear this? They purchased the whole city. Here it is. Here's the new name. Seattle Prime, an Amazon city. Of course, home to free two-day shipping. You know, unless you're going to ship something in the city of Seattle itself, it's probably going to take like a week, right? Because traffic is a nightmare. Hey, I hear they're going to build some of those cool glass spheres over the entire city itself. Think of the benefits. Keep the rain out. Keep that wildfire smoke out during the summer and all the weed smoke in the city. That's going to be special, Luke. All right, I got to run here. But, hey, don't forget your big audition, commercial campaign next week. I sent you the breakdown. Only one stipulation, Luke, of course, if you want to be the ambassador for herpes. Luke, I know you don't have herpes, okay, but you are a pro. And I assume you'd be willing to, if the money was right, you know, maybe I can get them to, like, scale and a half. All right, Luke, call me, not after 9.
Wow. Those are some exciting opportunities coming my way.
Oh, my God.
You have a great agent.
Yeah, he's amazing.
When's the last time you heard from him, by the way?
It's been years.
Yeah.
It has been years.
Right.
I know that I've told the story before on the show many times, but that agent was, the concept of my agent Mort was developed between Chris Cashman and I when we were wearing billowy pirate t-shirt or pirate shirts, handing out 3D glasses in a hallway in a hotel in San Diego. And we were like, what kind of representation do we have that this is what our life has come to? And he started riffing as Mort, and a star was born.
I was drinking LaCroix when I first listened to this voicemail today, and it almost came out my nose twice. I'm not kidding you. I was dying.
So we're down to basically like 397 unlistened to voicemails?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Do you want, should we encourage people to call the voicemail line, or is it just creating more work?
No, I love the voicemail line. These are from before my time. Am I talking like Mort?
Yes.
What happened?
Andy B.
No, I love checking the voicemail line.
Okay,
so keep
206-414-TBTL.
That's right.
If you want to call. All right, we got to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we have a fun game we want to play with you folks here on the boat. I don't know if the game's going to be good, but I'm really proud of the name that I came up with for the game.
Uh-huh.
So that's really, we got to get to that because it's one of the few creative bursts of creativity I've had possibly in years. So quick break, and then we'll be back with more TBTL live from the Salish Explorer. Welcome back to TBTL, live from the Salish Explorer here on Elliott Bay. Big thanks to our official maritime sponsor, Argosy Cruises. So here we are, thanks to Argosy. Let's think about them for your next event. Make it worth their while for giving us this boat for a real steal of a deal. There's a little Musica Conchalada playing, which...
That's right. Remember this?
It took us like 2 hours to figure out how Musica was spelled today.
No, I couldn't believe I couldn't find any emails sent to myself. Turns out it's spelled with Z's and Y's and K's.
Yeah. As all of you know, if you're longtime listeners to the program, of course, this show was founded many years ago by a small but hearty crew of people, and we do have somebody from that crew here we'd like to welcome to the stage. Can we please get Japan's number one mixer, Sean Dettori, up here.
Make me a filet mignon. Or mignon.
Where you at, Shawnee?
Look at that guy.
How are you?
Oh, man.
How are your sea legs? Take a seat there.
I need some sea legs. I don't have my sea legs quite yet.
Yeah, you, here. Let me just, I'll give this to you. You were going Hello. Back and forth coming up here. How are you on boats?
Oh, I don't go on a lot of them. I'm wearing these special bracelets. I'm a superhero now.
Wow.
These bracelets help with
motion
sickness and
so
such.
you actually have some
it's
amount.
It's just a precaution. Like, I'm not sure if I'll get sick, but I have felt sick on a boat before, and I had to walk outside and take a deep breath.
Oh, wow.
Just like, what's that band from the 90s that I can't think of right now? When I walk outside in a...
Oh, Four Non Blondes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
sure.
That's
you
right
had to Four Non Blonde it.
I did.
You had to Linda Perry it.
Sure.
Yeah. Would you like to help us do top stories, Shawnee?
I'd love to.
Okay, good. Let me activate this.
Thank you for inviting me.
Hello and welcome to Top Story.
All right, top story coming your way from Madrid. Three Spanish police officers who were thrown into the sea when their boat crashed early Friday during a high-speed chase were pulled to safety by the drug smugglers they were chasing. The unexpected rescue happened after a police vessel began pursuing a speedboat with four people on board that was suspected of transporting drugs off the waters of southern Spain. During the chase, the vessels collided, causing three police officers to fall into the sea as their boat spun out of control. Using a megaphone, a police helicopter that was hovering overhead called on the smugglers to pull the police officers into their boat. They did that. The gesture did not spare them. When the police found 3 tons of hashish in the water nearby, they were arrested for drug trafficking.
Hashish? Is that even one of the bad ones?
That puts the sheesh in hashish. They saved the police. Shouldn't that get you out of the trouble?
I would think it would mitigate your sentence somewhat anyway.
This is like a very poorly written of like Miami Vice.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Or just all the scattered pieces, the cutting room floor that they just pieced together with tape. And it worked out.
I'm not following you right now, Sean, but I know that I don't know what the effects of your motion sickness
are. Maybe I have sea brain.
I would be so angry if I was one of those smugglers, because you could have just driven away.
Yes, I agree.
You could have let the police drown. That should count for something.
It does lead me to a question. How much hashish is on this vessel right now? Do we have an estimate?
Because we didn't do, once I just let everyone in, we don't know what they
brought
on board.
That's right, yes. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I am getting a little confused as to whether or not we talked about it on the show or before the show actually started. Do the listeners at home know that we let everybody on board without looking at all their tickets?
Oh, I think that was before the show actually started.
I honestly can't even remember where we are. I honestly don't know.
That's another thing. Now this will move into the actual official recorded canon of the program, because I think I said it during the break in New York. When we were at the Waffle House in Orlando, we had a manager of the Waffle House, this lovely woman, on the program. And we brought her up during the commercial break, and she started singing Despacito and joking about it. Well, that was cut out. That wasn't part of the recording. That was just a thing she said. And then when and she happened to be, a person of Latino extraction, I guess you could say. And when the show started again in earnest, I just said to her at some point, "Hey, you want to sing Despacito?"
It just seemed out of the blue, certainly.
Because no one had heard her singing Despacito before. So Andrew had to go and find during the break the recording of her saying Despacito and Frankenstein's monster it in to the real show so I would sound 70% less racist.
I'm really proud of that edit, by the way. Did anybody else notice? Was anybody like, well, that was weird?
You didn't notice?
No.
Did Jan noticed?
How did you know? You
did
were
you
just like, that sounds odd?
Did you double major in English and podcasting? Did you think that it was, why did I just suddenly say that?
Yeah.
Well, I just want you to know that was a second reference of Despacito.
Yes,
So how much weight can this boat hold? Like, if there's too many people on here, where are the exits and the everything that we need to know about? How much marijuana's on here? That adds to the weight.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, if one person has, like, a pound of marijuana on them, that's a lot of pounds of marijuana.
Like, if each person had 1 pound.
Yes. And I don't know why you would, because a lot of your clothing is very skin tight, and so, like, I don't know where you're hiding it, but you're hiding it very well.
I see people are leaving, and I have to tell them we're at sea. You can't go anywhere. You may not be enjoying this, but this is just, it is what it is for the next 3 hours.
Are we going for 3 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to do a 3-hour show.
You know what happened to the other 3-hour tour?
I know, right?
Right.
They made a radio out of coconuts.
Right.
This is like a very hacky joke, but it's a very, I do think it's a true observation. The professor could make a radio out of coconuts, but they couldn't fix a hole in the boat.
Yeah.
It just seems accomplishable.
I know. On the other hand, you put all this together today. Well, we put it together together.
No, you put it together.
Well,
I watched you freak out.
No. You were a big help, buddy.
I know that we have an email, Andrew, from somebody who's here with us, we think, on the boat right now. and we had sort of
yeah.
We wanted to try to help, you know, help this person out a little bit, give him a little love and support.
Yeah. Now this is a listener named Sean, but it's not it's not spelled like you, Sean.
Okay.
So this is
why are you even reading it then?
I know I don't because I thought it was you for a second. I got excited
right.
and I was like, oh, I'm already into it. This is from Sean, S H A W N, just for those who are following along. Howdy. This came in, I believe, just yesterday. Howdy. I am currently on orders at beautiful Naval Air Station Whidbey Island for an aviation maintenance school. I just got the news that I will be free Friday night to attend your live show. I lucked into a ticket thanks to the Sten's Facebook community.
Thanks to lax security.
That's right.
I was able to just board the vessel.
That's right. And I'm very much looking forward to the event since I'm an itinerant Navy sailor. I know how words work. I'm getting there. Since I'm an itinerant Navy sailor who can't usually commit to being anywhere more than for a few days in advance, this is the first and probably last time I will be able to attend a TBTL event. I know. I have some anxiety.
Way to bring
though.
The room down. Why did you want to read this email?
That line reminds me of the time that I was leaving an internship. I'm sure I've told this on the show before. It's the original O. Andrew moment
yeah.
when I'm leaving this internship and they surprised me with a surprise going away party and I was just mortified. I mean, I think I'm socially awkward now. Some people say that's debatable, but you should have met me when I was 19. And they had a big party for me, and then they said, speech, speech, speech. And I was mortified, and I began my speech by saying, well, I'll probably never see any of you people again.
That's how I was going to start this episode of the show. You think that's a bad way to open?
That is a true story. And that's when I heard the one woman who was kind of like my – she was a real advocate for me, and she's somebody I knew best at the company. And I just – it was a silent room, and I just heard her say in the back, oh, Andrew. It's the original oh, Andrew moment. Anyway, back to Sean. Oh, Sean. This might not be your last event, but anyway, here's what Sean said last night in his email. I have some anxiety, though, since I'm going solo and I've never met anyone who will be there. I mean, as a reigning 10 of the week from a few years ago, I know I have some TBTL cachet, but I still feel some amount of agita. Dude, that's on you, Luke. You've gotten us all saying agita.
I don't even know what it means, but it's like the sound of it.
I have some agita due to my creeping existential dread of these situations and the sort of social anxiety that some people get as they age. So I guess, do you have any advice or anything? I know there aren't really a ton of military tens, despite the integral role that Navy aviation has played in TBTL history, Blue Angels.
Yeah, the roof show.
Right, right. So I can't wait to see you guys, buddies. That's from listener Sean.
Okay, so, Sean, we have Sean DeTore here. We thought maybe we could do a segment called Sean's Helping Sean's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sean, sure. Do you have any advice? You're a pretty outgoing guy. You're the life of the party. Where's other Sean at? Hey, what's up?
Sean!
Okay.
Can we do some Sean's Helping Sean's?
Sure, we can do that. I'm down for that.
What advice do you have for naval... mechanic. Is that an accurate way to describe your job? Ish. Naval engineer, Sean. Radio engineer, Sean DeTore. Do you have any?
Wow.
Okay.
This is the parallels
engineer
are freaking
Sean's helping
striking.
Engineer Sean's.
Wow. So a naval engineer and a radio engineer. So I guess the first topic to discuss, sir, is...
Sean is getting into the weirdest pose.
I want the radio listeners
to understand that Sean is getting into, like, advice mode.
Yeah. It's like, this is my yoga. This is radio engineer yoga. Also,
I feel you.
I'm OG with the TBTL t-shirt from
yes.
back in the day. So from radio to naval... How much experience? Like, we need to talk about navels, I suppose. And well, and
navels,
yeah,
like so belly buttons.
He's an engineer of navels. I'm curious about that topic. Yeah. So now, what this gentleman can do, Sean?
Yeah, other Sean,
to
sort of be, you know, maybe be a little less socially anxious, or integrate himself into social events, which can be a little bit stressful. What do you do?
Well, if I'm at a place where I don't really know anyone, it's a lot about listening and asking questions, right?
Yes.
So if you're anxious and you don't really want to talk about yourself or you find yourself uncomfortable about that, just...
You getting the repeats?
No, I'm not. Thank you. I'm not getting the repeats. I actually need to get a little bit of water.
Oh,
I'm
okay,
getting
okay.
the dry peats.
Okay.
I I think you bring up a good piece of advice, Shawnee, which is that, like, everybody likes, well, most people like to talk about themselves. Right. And you kind of can't go wrong, usually, not always, asking people questions about themselves. Now, sure. I made the one critical error that you can with this last night, actually. I was at dinner with Carrie and some people she works
with. That's my wife.
And this guy who's basically her boss, I had been doing a little recon on him, and he runs a company, and he has these various projects, and one of them was the rehab of what used to be the Lusty Lady.
Oh, nice.
In Seattle.
I used to go there. I've been there a couple times.
They were trying to make it into a boutique hotel.
Boutique?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And I saw this on his website, and I was all ready for this, like, dazzling deed, and I said, oh, that's so cool that you're working on the redevelopment, and he goes, yeah, they canceled the project yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And then he literally pantomimed sticking a knife in his own heart and cutting it.
Oh, really?
My gosh.
Yeah. That's intense.
That was 2 minutes into me meeting this guy.
So be careful of the questions in which you ask sometimes.
Yeah. But I do think asking questions is usually a good way to sort of engage other people.
Right. And so take the pressure, like, off of yourself, and also just be naturally curious. Like, just walk up to someone and say, I'm naturally curious about you.
Yeah.
So, no, but
that's how we met.
So what I've done before, though, in reality, is I was talking with a friend of mine, and I didn't want to go out and talk to people. I didn't want to have small talk. And so we decided, well, medium talk would be a good way to go into a conversation. There's also large talk. I mean, a child could do it. Small, medium, large. Yeah. Extra large talk, I don't get into it with me right now. This is not the venue nor the time or place.
Okay.
I'm just making that up. So medium talk is just like, it's not, oh, how's the weather or what do you do for work or whatever it is like that. It's just sort of asking more deeper questions that aren't really too abrasive or intense, right? But just sort of like not what do you do for work or the regular questions you might ask somebody.
Right, but like a little one step above, how about that ball team?
Exactly.
But one step below my abortion.
Exactly. Exactly, Luke. You're getting it.
Medium talk. Look into it, Sean.
Yeah, look into it with your navel. Gaze into that navel and medium talk yourself right to sleep.
Okay. I'm really intrigued by what you said. What did you say? Just go up to somebody and say, I'm naturally curious about you?
Hey, I'm naturally curious about you.
I'll be honest. I'm naturally curious as to what would happen if I did that to somebody, but yeah. I don't think I have the constitution
to try
it.
Does that cross a line? Like, for good reason, we're really reexamining the way that we talk to each other, particularly people of different genders. Mm-hmm. I'm naturally curious about you. Would that make somebody? It's creepy.
Oh, yeah. No, saying it, I know it's creepy. Hmm. Yeah, so that's why I've
what
never
What if I
said
brought
it.
Up my abortion? So we would have that. We could discuss the importance of that healthcare access.
Well, okay. You're a medical mystery if you bring up your abortion.
Yeah. Sorry, kids, you had to learn sometime, and apparently was on a boat in the middle of Elliott Bay. Hey, I wanted to do a little exercise here. I wanted to see if we could get everybody, if you've heard of TBTL, raise your hand. Okay, that's a lot of you.
Okay.
Okay, keep
wow,
them up.
Almost
keep,
everybody.
Keep them up. Keep your hands up. We're going somewhere with this. If you have listened to 500 episodes of TBTL, keep your hands up.
Well, most of them are still up.
And you can switch hands. My hand's already tired from doing this, plus I probably have pit stains. So if you need to switch hands, that's okay. If you have listened to 1,000 episodes or more of TBTL, keep your hands up.
Keep your hands up.
That's our new hype man, Sean DeTore. If you have listened to 1,500 or more episodes of TBTL,
keep your hands up.
That's a weird number.
None of them are going down.
If you're in for 1,000, you're probably in for 1,600.
Yeah.
If you have listened to 2,000 or more episodes of TBTL, keep your hands up.
Okay. So maybe half the crowd at this point.
A lot of you.
It's amazing.
I know.
If you have listened to 3,000 episodes of TBTL, keep your hands up.
What about 3,003?
If you have listened to 3,003, wow, good for you. We still got some people. If you have listened to 3,004 episodes, which includes... Well, 3,003, I guess, includes today's, right?
I think we're on 04 right now, aren't we?
Well, right. So they're listening to this one, too, technically.
Right, yeah.
So if you've listened to 3,000, if you have listened to every single episode of TBTL, including this right now that's ever been made, put your hands up right now.
Wow.
Holy.
What is that? I can't see everybody. Is that like, do you think 15 people maybe? More?
It's a lot of people.
About 15. Wow.
That is amazing. Well, we thought that was going to be like two people and we'd have them play this game, but you guys
which is
are,
actually a knife fight. So.
You guys are completists.
Just to whittle it down, right?
Right, yeah.
How are we gonna figure this out, Andrew? I honestly thought it was going to be a very small number, and then
well,
we just
maybe
go,
we
you
should,
and you, come up here.
Should we tell them what tree we're barking up, and then maybe it'll be kind of self-selecting?
We'd like to play a game where we have two people up here, and we're going to play TBTL drops, and your job is to identify the origin of the drop, the context for the drop.
But it has to be somebody who's listened, one of those few people whose hands were still up.
Okay, ma'am with the glasses, you raise your hand, come up. Contestant number one, very confident. Okay. Who else would like to play? Who else thinks they know? Nick Kennedy. Let's get... you can, Jay-Z. Nick Kennedy of Nick the Drug Van... lore from many, many years ago on the show. The King of Ska. Hey, Nick. Nick, go and sit by this other contestant, and maybe, Andrew, you can hand them this microphone.
Wow, yeah. I stood up for a second. When you stand up, you can really tell this boat is moving, huh?
Yeah. Don't come a-knocking.
Really, yeah, you go ahead and take that.
I always say there's a right way to rock and a wrong way to roll, Andrew, and we may find ourselves in the midst of it. Ma'am, what is your name?
Jay,
did you leave us a message?
I did.
Okay. Hi. Nice to meet you in person.
Nice to meet you.
And you're Nick.
I am Nick.
Sorry.
Okay, good. Thank you guys for sharing the microphone. We are going to play. What's going to happen is I'm going to play an audio drop, and like Jay, will be your turn. You have to try to give the context. If you can't give it, then Nick can steal. Whoever gets more of these, you are playing, and you would win a $100 gift certificate from Everlane. Oh, shout out to our... fine sponsor.
Cool.
Should I pull up some of this quiz music?
Yeah, let's get some quiz music.
Is it too weird? Here's the quiz music.
I like it.
All right.
Nice. Now, I wanted to call this quiz Stop, Drop, and Lull.
I appreciate that, Luke.
I also considered Drops of Stupider.
Oh, that's good.
Train fans in the house know. Mr. Dropolina, Mr. Bob Dropolina. But I went with Drop Quiz Murphys.
Oh,
okay.
Love it.
No?
That's what? Fine. Did That's people fine. Groan?
Nick, what do you think? What's the best of those four? What's the least bad? Stop, Drop, and Lull, Drops of Stupider, Mr. Dropolina, Mr. Bob Dropolina, or Drop Quiz Murphys?
Let's flip a coin. Or
I don't think that's how any of this works. There's four choices. I don't know if you've seen a coin.
What was the last one that you said?
Drop Quiz Murphy's.
That one. Okay, let's do that.
Okay, that's
one.
What we're right. Good. Good answer. So I'm going to play a drop. Let's start with Jay.
Nope. Sorry.
Jay, is your last name really start with a Z?
No, it's Kelly.
Oh man, that would be. Could you change it to
well,
something?
Well, Andrew said I wasn't Jay-Z on the show, and I felt a little offended because Jay-Z could be a listener. There's no proof that he's not.
That's true.
That's true.
Thank you, Sean.
We can't prove that he's not listening. That's what Solange was hitting him in the elevator over.
So true.
He was like, you're not a donor of the day yet. And then she just wailed on him. Okay, so let's start with you, Jay.
Oh.
I'm going to play a drop, and we need to get this will start out easy and get easier. That's how, how it works, okay? Hey, Sean, could you keep score?
I would love to keep
with
score.
This tiny pen of mine. It's fine. It gets the job done. Don't judge me. All right, Jay.
Yes.
Here we go. Thank you, Nick. Here
gross.
We go. Round one of Drop Quiz Murphy's.
Drunk people are so meta.
Okay, you had a stranger person on the show, and she was talking, and she might have been drunk herself. Is that good?
That is good. Do you know the name of the person?
Does Andrew?
Oh, I do. I have a clue, but it's actually less of a clue.
I'm going to give a clue.
I'm going to give a clue here. It's a name that you share a name with.
Her name is Jillian?
Her
or
name
Jay.
Is...
Oh, I introduced myself as Jay. Kelly. Kelly something. Kelly.
Yeah, we'll give it to you.
Okay.
Nice.
Finish it off, Nick. You don't get any points, but just show off that you know.
That's the one who did the Drunk of the Week column.
Yes.
Kelly O.
Kelly O.
Yeah.
You guys are both right. Good
I just want to say I was like in eighth grade when that happened.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was really rude.
Congratulations, Nick. You just won.
Do we have a plank? And can you
but
walk
But I've been
it?
Listening since then.
That was early. You remember that, Shawnee?
I do remember that.
That
yeah.
was wild. She
didn't
was
you have to censor her? Didn't or something? We
well, she was very nervous about being on the radio, and so she just wrote this column called "Drunk of the Week," where she would take a picture of somebody who was very drunk at a Seattle bar and interview them, and probably violate a variety of journalistic principles, but. We thought it was a funny column, and we thought it'd be fun to have her on and talk about it. And she was so nervous that she went to Azteca before she came on our show, and she drank gallons of tequila.
Yeah.
And she was – there nothing could have been more meta than her saying drunk people are so meta
right.
while she was super drunk.
Drunk people are so meta.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so bad at this. The first time – my mom listens to this show, and this is not going to end well, but – the first time I ever got drunk was the night you guys got canceled, and I was like 16.
Oh, wow. Oh,
don't grounded. Do that, guys. It's not cool. I'm a teacher now. It's really lame.
Did you get
but
drunk
it's true.
Because I go into my New York?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you get drunk because we got canceled, or
yes.
were you just getting drunk anyway?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Wow.
I was like, if we're going to try this one night, might as well try it now.
Wow.
I've got nothing to do.
I am so flattered and troubled by that yeah. disclosure. Okay, here we go, Nick. Drop Quiz Murphy's, please identify the context of this TBTL drop.
Carol, hold my calls.
Oh, I don't watch a lot of TV, so...
You don't even own a TV?
No, I watch stuff on my computer.
Do you know what TV stands for?
Get back to me with that one.
Okay, I will. We're on a boat for 3 hours.
That'll be some medium talk later.
I know. What?
We'll have some medium talk.
I am seriously drawing a blank right now. I feel so embarrassed.
You shouldn't. I mean, I don't think it was explained. It was probably explained once or twice, but that's not much by TBTL standards.
Can I jump in here and say, I thought I knew what this was for years and years and years just based on the voice, and I only found out in the last year or so that I was completely wrong about it.
Well, and you're pretty good at, like, you pride yourself on recognizing voices, don't
Literally
you?
Literally yeah. the only thing I'm good at.
Yeah. Do you want to steal?
I don't know the name of the show. I just know it was a sketch comedy show.
I am a proud boy.
No.
Sorry.
What?
I know the origin of that one.
No, that's not on the table.
That's from your own personal collection, isn't it?
I'll edit that one
That
out.
Is, okay, so then you don't have the steal, Jay. Okay. That is actually Will Forte from Saturday Night Live, a sketch where these really incompetent businessmen are always trying to make their plans, and he's constantly on his intercom telling his secretary to hold his calls as they're having the most inane conversations.
I always thought it was Job. It sounds just like Job to me.
I know. That's kind of what I was thinking myself, but, you know.
All right. Onward, Jay. It is now. What's the score, Sean?
The score right now is Jay has 1 and Nick has 0. So I believe, if things are correct here with my math, that Jay is winning.
Yes. I believe so.
Thank
He's
you.
Also Japan's number one scorekeeper. All right, Jay, here's one for you.
Is it too early to get a fish sandwich?
Oh, it's... Oh, shit. I get this guy mixed up with Tom Hanks all the time, but it's Bill Murray? No.
Oh.
Oh, God. You
Bill
know this?
Wrong.
Steal it.
Do you know this, Nick?
Oh, is it Traffic Jam Jimmy?
Wow, I thought you don't watch TV. Okay.
I watch a lot of YouTube.
Busted. That is exactly right. Traffic Jam Jimmy... Did not realize he was going to be actually live on air. He was like one of these roving traffic guys, and he was trying to order a fish sandwich at a fast food place when he was live on the air and did not realize. Okay, wow. Nice one, Nick. Okay. This stays with Nick now. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, we're hitting.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
I've always wanted to go on one of those zero-G planes.
Yeah.
And it's happening, people.
Well, as far as we know, there are no sharks in this water.
Yeah.
But is there anyone named Quint on here that could tell us for sure?
We're feeling... how are those wristbands treating you, Sean?
I don't feel nauseous, but I just shit my pants.
Maybe they're not wristbands. Maybe you're wearing them wrong.
Oh, you have them on backwards.
Maybe I have them on backwards, yeah.
All right. Nick, here's one for you.
Wait. You stole it. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's still your turn.
Okay,
so it's 1-1. Here we go, Nick.
Lake Chargagagog Manchagagog Shalboonagungamog.
I remember that.
I don't know where you got a radio, where you got a robot voice to say Lake Chargagagog Manchagagog Shalboonagungamog.
Whoa!
Wow.
What? But
What the heck? How did you do that?
It's one of my party tricks.
Can you do that again real quick?
Lake Chargagagog Manchagagog Shalboonagungamog.
Lake Chargagagog Manchagagog Shalboonagungamog.
Wow.
I can also say Clan Vipus Gwingus Gogerup Wendrobus Clan Tassilio Gogogoth for all the Welsh people.
I thought that, totally thought that that was Klingon.
Okay. It might as well have been. I am a Star Trek fan.
Okay, that was amazing.
Can anyone here perform an exorcism?
But do you remember the context of that?
Sadly, I don't remember the context, but I do remember it.
You've
being
just been saying
it?
Like, it could be an old voodoo curse.
I have a lot of useless tricks that I can do.
It's the longest named place in America. Huh. The people where it's based, which I think is in Massachusetts, they
Lake
call
Webster.
It Lake Webster. Yeah. And we became obsessed with it on the show one time, and this was, we basically couldn't say it, so we just used the computer version.
Lake Chargagagog Manchagagog Shalboon.
Oh, wait, now I remember. Now I remember. You tried to spell it out on the, using the text-to-speech thing, and it got completely wrong, and I think someone sent that to you, actually spelling it out phonetically.
Wow, nice. Nick, you get the point. That's
good job.
Incredible. All right, Jay, we only have 75 more drops. Jay, identify the origin of this drop.
California got sunshine.
Oh. Yeah. Acapella, Smash Mouth.
100%. Nice. Now we're cooking with...
Would you like a score check-in?
Please.
Yeah.
All Sean, right. What's the score?
All right. Thanks for asking me, Luke. We've got Jay with 2 points, and we've got Nick with 2 points. So if my math is correct, they're tied.
Yep. Let's ask Terrence Howard. Thank you, three people who got that joke. You've obviously not opened the flower of life yet. That's fine. All right. I believe we're on Nick. Nick, name this tune.
Wu-Tang, baby.
Oh, God. That was the leaked Wu-Tang Clan thing with Cher.
Yes, that's right. Andrew's least favorite piece of audio that's
you
ever
told
been
me that
on
you
the
deleted that. You liar.
There is on that Wu-Tang record that was they only sold one copy to, I think, to Martin Shkreli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was, at the end of one of the songs, Cher singing Wu-Tang Baby, They Rock the World.
Wow.
And for some reason, it makes Andrew irrationally angry when he hears it. Which
so
is,
stupid.
Wu-Tang, baby, they rock the world. I went to a website today, Andrew. I was doing a little research on this. And there are people that are such big Cher fans that they have looped this and made it not even into a song. It's just over and over again because they're like, and they put it up for other Cher fans to enjoy. They want to consume so much Cher content that even this one Wu-Tang baby.
Would you say that this clip has been shared multiple times?
Yeah, no, I would not. Whoa, nope.
And that is why you have a Sean DeTore on your show.
All right. Okay, good. Who are we on now? We're on Jay. Okay, Jay. This is a newer one, but we'll see if you can remember.
1:30, 2:30, 3:30.
Poop clock lady.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. That is great. A lady somewhere
the
in the Northeast.
The grossest thing I've ever said.
A lady in the Northeast who decided to start making. She had a lot of moose turds around, mm-hmm. and decided to make them into a clock that would
1:30, 2:30, 3:30.
All right. Nick, this is kind of an easy one, but I wonder if sometimes we play things so much, maybe people forget the original context. This is a very easy one, though.
I might have tacos when I go home. I'm not quite sure yet.
That is what was he the mayor of? Someplace in Connecticut? Was it
yes.
East Haven, Connecticut?
I think it might have been Bridgeport.
Or something, yeah, somewhere out there. And a reporter was asking him about some insensitive things that he was saying, and that was his glib response.
Yes, Joseph Maturo is his name.
Yeah, Joe Maturo.
Mayor in Connecticut who did not do himself any favors. All right, how about this one for Jay? Appropriately named Jay-Z tonight with her name tag.
I'm the president of rap music, and I need to work with you right away.
So that's from the Amy Schumer show. I don't know what it's called because I hate Amy Schumer. And that's Dr. Spashina. Sorry.
Right.
What?
Whoa, wow.
You're going to have to water ski back to the dock.
It's like Jerry Springer up in here.
It's taking okay. People hate me more now than you for your abortion comment.
Yeah, well, thanks. We were going to edit that out, but now we can't. So thanks a lot, Jay.
Or I'm working late tonight.
Yeah.
I had that thought.
Just sing Despacito and get it over with.
No, that's the Dr. Spaceman. I can't remember his real name, but he's from 30 Rock. He was on 30 Rock.
Chris Parnell.
Yes, yeah. On the Amy Schumer show.
You're absolutely okay. Right.
I was like waiting for that bell, man.
Literally Pavlovian at this point.
All right, Nick, how about this one?
Shame on everybody involved.
It was Portlandia. That was the bookstore owners.
Yes, women and women and women first. Feminist book, non-profit feminist bookstore.
Yep, yeah.
We had Fred Armisen on LiveWire and asked him about that sketch, and he said, yeah, because he was in Portland and he saw a non-profit feminist bookstore, and he thought, as opposed to the for-profit feminist bookstores, which is where the origin of that skit came from. Sean, how's the score?
Thanks for asking, Luke. So we've got Jay with 4 points, and we've got Nick with 5 points. So again, if my math is correct, it would seem to be the reality is that Nick is winning by 1 point.
All right. Okay, here we
go. Good job, Nick.
Are we on whose turn is it? It's Jay's turn. You guys are doing a great job managing yourselves over there. I really appreciate it. All right, how about this?
Well, I guess I just have my first taste of the filthy side of this business.
She mouthed along with
that
it.
That was great.
As if she was hearing a Billy Joel song for the upteenth time.
Uptown Girl. No, I'm just kidding. That was horrible. I'm so sorry.
Hey, you know what? There's no shame in just randomly singing things on this program. Yeah. It's kind of my whole thing.
I don't know. I think there is. Just a little.
Whoa.
Jay.
Whoa.
Do you want to ride in the boat home or not? Amy Schumer hot take.
Oh, my God.
Do you know where Hoffa was buried? Because nobody does.
See his face.
You age-shamed me. Thank you.
I didn't age-shame you.
I mean, honestly, to know that you were like 13 when you were listening to elements of this show, it's a reminder of how close mortality is for me.
I'm the same age as your daughter.
Oh. She loves Amy Schumer.
Settle down.
She's a normal person.
Choose me over her every time.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right.
Well, I guess I just have my first taste of the filthy side of this business.
I want to say 30 Rock, but that's not it. Mm-mm. Oh, I know it. I can see the guy's freaking face. Oh, do you
I'll give you a
it?
Hint. He's also on Schitt's Creek.
Oh, wait. It's
which,
not.
Which you are currently up.
All right, that's good. I got to give it to him. The wristbands are working.
It's not Schitt's Creek, though. You wouldn't give it to me that obvious.
No. Oh, no.
But I can see his face, and I don't know. I think you
do
should
you have
steal it,
Nick?
I don't know the origin of that one, but I do remember that you played that drop just before you announced that TBTL was being canceled.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Did you start drinking from that news?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well,
I was even more of a square back then than I am now.
Oh, so you're getting less square, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Can't you see my cool leather jacket?
Yes, you do have a cool leather jacket. Let the record reflect, Nick has a cool leather jacket on.
True.
And it's also really hot on this boat, too.
It is.
Yeah,
sorry,
and he's
okay.
He's dedicated to the leather jacket. That's how.
That's
because I have no place to put it.
Okay.
Oh, now I know.
Okay. All right. We're wrapping this up. I know everyone's warm. Everyone's ready to go upstairs, have some free pizza. How about, this is a semi-obscure one, but it's a favorite of mine.
They've never touched anything in their lives. Let them touch those things for once.
Oh, dear. I have no idea. I seriously, do you know?
No. They've never touched anything in their lives. Let them touch those things for once.
I don't know who that person is, but, you know, I would advise them to stay away from me.
There's a good chance of that happening because that is the incomparable Celine Dion doing an interview with Larry King post-Katrina, so kind of dark subject matter, but she really, really, she turned
wanted
in
people
quite,
to touch those things.
She turned in quite a performance. And so that's where that is from. Okay.
Her heart will go on.
Indeed. How about this one? Are we back to Jay? All right. We're almost done here, guys. Don't worry.
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
Apparently kid at the state fair and he's, he's not the state. No. Apparently, yeah, he's with his grandpa at the fair. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And his grandpa watches the Powerball. And
yeah.
I play that for my students all the time and they
really?
Think I'm really lame.
What?
All my students think I'm super lame, and I'm going to make them listen to this. Oh, no, I can't, because I told them I was drunk when I was 16.
Well, Jay, it's time you learn the fine skill of editing things out. Just download download the show and then cut out the bad parts. In fact, I encourage people to do this at home. Download the show. Edit it for yourself.
Could I start a side hustle? Like, could I make money by making customizable edits of TBTL? Like, you have something that you're specifically triggered about, or you don't like garbage stories, which who doesn't? But just saying, you know, what's that?
That's
$1.98
premium service.
$1.98. I will cut out whatever you don't want out of an episode of TBTL and deliver it to you.
All right. What's the score, Sean?
Yeah. So
need a tiebreaker here.
Yeah. So what we've got JZ. We've got at five. We've got Nick at five, and OMG, JZ. We're tied.
Okay. Have you heard Jay-Z's music?
Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard some Jay-Z music.
Okay.
I like what they do.
Okay.
I like what Jay-Z's do.
Okay. I didn't really think about how the ending of this game is supposed to go.
You don't have a tiebreaker?
We have to just, I mean, I have more drops.
I have one or two drops.
But I have more drops, but I'm saying, like, we could just keep going on for a long time with this. How do we?
Well, we're at 5-5 right now.
I guess
let's do it. I see what you mean, because it's not fair if we keep going back and forth eventually. Okay. Yeah. I guess we're in sudden death, right? We keep playing until, okay.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so it's on Nick right now? All right, here we go. How about?
That was someone on some, I think, Eastern European version of, like, American Idol, who was singing, was like, that Without You.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was her interpretation of I Can't Live If Living Is Without You.
Can't live.
She had learned it phonetically. You know what I just realized, though? Like, would we play that drop now? Are we just making fun of her accent? We thought it was so funny because she was singing Ken Lee. But, like, I don't know. That's a... It's funny? It's still funny? Is that okay? Yeah, because there are various things that, like, we used to play that we probably wouldn't play anymore. Is Ken Lee on that list?
I mean, I wasn't around for that. I don't remember the backstory of that, so I'm kind of the wrong person to ask, but it sounds funny.
Okay, so good job,
Nick. All right,
Nick,
that's
now.
Nick with six, and Jay has five.
Okay, Jay, here we go. This is a tough one, but one that is very important to the TBTL canon.
It does not bother me. In fact, I kind of like it because I know there's somebody around.
Our little homie old lady who didn't mind people playing because she liked knowing people around when she heard them.
Do you remember the specific thing that was being played with?
Drums?
I believe it was a heavy bag?
Heavy bag? Oh, punching bag. Yeah. It was some impact sound.
You thought it was volleyball? Basketball. Is that how you play basketball, Kathy?
Like you're playing volleyball.
You just set the basketball and then you wait for Kareem to dunk it. Actually, it's not a bad strategy.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How about this one for Nick? These are, you guys are too good at this game, or I picked ones that were too easy.
This song goes out to all the coffee lovers of the world.
Rolling out of bed.
Oh, man.
With one thing on my mind.
Do you know the name, though? You have to know the name of the person.
Ked Woodley?
Yes, it's Ked Woodley. What the heck? That is amazing. Okay, I am actually now getting down to almost the last of the drops I have. Here we go. Here's one, Jay-Z, for you.
I mean, I figured he had to be in sport, but he wasn't in sport.
Mitt Romney.
I know, but do you remember the context?
I didn't know I had to know the context. He was talking about someone who was tall.
Yeah, that's actually right.
Yeah. Okay.
He had met a tall guy. He was trying to do that sort of campaign kind of like easy breezy conversation, and he really exposed himself as a probably non-sport fan by calling it sport.
I mean, I figured he had to be in sport, but he wasn't in sport.
Okay, I have one last one, but I mean, I think you're gonna. What's going on?
One
Sean?
Last one. So we're tied at seven.
Oh, we both have seven now.
What about this? What if you guys shared the gift certificate?
That's what I was wondering. What if I did? Could I get 250s?
Could we get a chop? Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
If this was poker, we would say, do you want to chop the pot? Would you guys chop the pot? Would you each take $50?
I'm down.
So am I.
Oh, look at
that.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
But you have to shop for each other. That's the thing. You have to pick out each other's clothes.
Oh, I love it.
I like that.
This is going to be a great sitcom. Nick and Jay, everybody.
All right, I know you know about TBTL, the podcast. You're listening to it right now. But have you tried TBTL, the newsletter? Because you can. Just go over to TBTL.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. I got to say, it's a lot of fun. Every week, Luke and I record a little video that we include in the newsletter. It's called Hey Dummies. We answer your questions, any questions you want to ask us. Well, there's all kinds of things in the newsletter. Don't take my word for it. Here, this is Mary. She's a big fan of the newsletter.
It has a nice welcome introduction, but then you have these phenomenal GIFs that are so much fun. You talk about amazing, wonderful people, and you introduce us to new things. And then the songs of the week. Oh, my gosh. And it just makes me so happy.
It can make you happy, too. I mean, listen, this is coming from Mary. She doesn't even listen to the podcast. She's here just for the newsletter. No joke. So, again, go to TBTL.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. And we'll try to bring a little extra sunshine to your inbox every Friday afternoon.
Here I go once again with the email. Every week, I hope that it's from a female. Oh, man. It's not from a female.
Okay. Sure.
All right. We're just about in the home stretch here, but we did want to do a couple of emails. Do people have questions? Do you guys, if we did a short Q&A, would anyone have questions?
I have some emails I can read, so I'm not trying to get out of work, if that's what you're thinking. But if anybody does have anything on their mind that they want to,
you could come up and ask a question.
Share.
If you wanted to form an orderly line here in the aisle.
What if they want to form a disorderly line and be like the Fat Boys, the Disorderlies?
Did you see, was that a movie they were in where
the
they played Disorderlies?
Yeah, it's called Disorderlies.
Was it good?
I don't know. I haven't seen it since I was probably 8.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And nobody, hey, what's up? Nobody who I owe money to, though, is my request for this Q&A. We've already handled that at the beginning of the program. All right, sure, yeah. Why don't you step up, Alan, if you have a question you'd like to ask.
We've got Alan come up to the mic here.
All right.
Remember the time you had the Hill, you did the Hill Pizza?
Yes.
Yeah, that was cool.
You know, we considered doing that tonight. We were like, we have pizza upstairs. We have 30 Costco pizzas. Yeah. We were like, maybe we should do that on stage. But then we'd get to that whole pants shitting situation that Sean's been referencing.
I referenced it once, sir. Okay.
So over the years, you have occasionally mentioned that you did a documentary on the Trachtenberg
family slideshow players. Yeah.
So is it available to see anywhere? I tried looking on YouTube, and I found something that said documentary, but it said it was from Sundance. It was 5 minutes.
That was not
credits.
Me.
Yeah. So, and if not, why?
Well, okay, I did make a documentary about them. It played in exactly 2 film festivals. The first one, it played at this thing called CMJ, which is like a big college music and film festival in New York. I was very excited. It played in a theater in Times Square. I went there with the Trachtenbergs and like 3 of my friends. We were the only people in the movie theater. And at the emotionally impactful denouement of the film, the last 10 minutes, the sound went out of sync with the picture. So it turned into like a karate movie. Other than that, it was pretty good. And honestly, it is somewhere, there's an in our attic, there is a Tupperware, like a big Tupperware bin, and it just has all this like footage from that thing and somewhere a version of the movie, which what I really would like to do at some point, much like my much hyped book will probably never happen. What I would like to do is take the movie and take out like most of the not good stuff and then go shoot this family, like not shoot them, like film them. Go film them and make a new project where you basically, the way that the movie, this is, I'm sorry, so much detail, but the movie started with them singing a song in a coffee shop in Ballard, and it ended with them singing the same song on the Conan O'Brien show. So it had kind of a cool arc, but everybody who saw the movie, which was like 7 people, asked me, well, what happened to them? People really want to know, like, what happens next? Well, that was 15 years ago, so I want to make a new version of it, which I probably won't do. But Alan, someday I'll bring you a DVD over to your house, okay?
I won't wait. I won't. That'd be great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Wow. Okay, that's fine. You know what? Everybody just take shots at old burbs tonight. It can be that kind of show. Just because Alan and I are friends, he's allowed to. Hello, Kevin.
Hello. I have a question. This is
a little bit for Andrew. I don't want to make more work for you. I just want to preface this with that.
Uh-huh. I recognize your voice.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we've met in person before, but I recognize your voice first. You leave a lot of voicemails.
You're
Kevin from Indiana originally.
That's true.
With lot of kind of cleaning advice because you're a janitor for quite some time.
Can you?
Yes.
You're a celebrity. Listen to this crowd. Say hello to your people.
Hello, people.
Can you? Can you quickly, could you for the folks here on this boat, just paraphrase this little story you told me at the picnic about your time of being a janitor, but then also becoming, you are a teacher, you're in, you know, in grad school there.
Oh, yeah,
what happened with that? A student, and you guys had a conversation?
Oh, yeah. So basically, I was a janitor for a year at Purdue, and then I got into a master's program where I'm also a TA doing some entry-level, like, classes for freshmen who are coming in. So I had one student who is in my class and recognizes me because I still have my picture as a janitor on the wall of the dining court I used to work in. And she comes up to me and she goes, "Mr. Ryan, aren't you also a janitor? Like, what are you doing here?" And my credibility teaching that class was just destroyed.
No way, dude. That's some Goodwill Hunting
that's
shit.
That's what I was going to say.
That's the ultimate boss move. Yeah, I clean the floors and I solve quantum equations that are unsolvable.
Not even close. Okay. It was communications, but that's all right.
Hey, I was a communications major, which will be a surprise to most of the listeners to hear. Okay, what was your question, Kevin?
Okay, so my question is, I know a lot of listeners are really into the drops, and especially the way that you edit the drops into your intros. I was wondering if there's a way to make those a little bit more publicly available, like in full, in the whole like long intro, music plays all the short drops, maybe even a mixtape of a lot of
A mixtape of nothing but TBTL intros.
Yeah, honestly, I think there would be a lot of interest in that.
Do you think that it would hurt our download numbers if people could just listen to the parts where other people are
talking?
What
if we charged $1.98 for access to this content?
I would pay $3.96 for access to
you
that.
Drive a hard bargain.
Wow. Okay, we got a bidding war. Let's talk after the show. I mean, I guess I'm having some issues picturing the format. So it would just be kind of like after the TBTL, then you have an intro montage, and then usually we start talking. Well, Luke starts talking, introduces me. We just end it right before Luke starts talking. And I'm not saying that to neg you, Luke. I'm just trying to make sure that I understand
it's less work for me.
I mean,
honestly,
could just be a
like
new
this.
Era for the podcast. Like, we've done 3,000 where we've tried talking. What if we do like another 3,000 where we don't?
I mean, honestly, half the fun is, at least for me, listening to the intro montage, and then as Luke starts talking, pretending maybe that I'm on the show or something.
You're on the show right now. It's happening.
Yeah, no, I know. But, I'm sitting in my car, I like to be thinking of, okay, maybe Luke and Andrew are going to at some point be like, and hey, here's Kevin from Indiana. And then I hear myself over the montage or something. I don't know. I feel like it's a fantasy many listeners have.
I don't want to put you on the spot. And if you haven't thought about it, that's fine. But have you ever thought, if I was a guest on the show, what drop would I want to be introduced with?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is a drop that my wife and I quote to each other a lot. It's, "I just want you to be normal and clearly you're not."
I had that in my head all day today.
Which, where is that from? Is that Chick Shadel?
Yeah, it's okay. It's Pat O'Day. They've turned the radio dial with a snarl and suddenly they realize. They're from these, Chick Shadel alcoholism treatment commercials that used to play on our radio station.
Yeah, they still do.
I think this is should we do like, should we try to do an intro for Kevin?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You're good at the intros. I just flub them, but you go ahead.
Can I have some music?
Oh yeah, so you need some music here. This may take me a moment. Give me 1 second. Shouldn't take too long. All right, here we go.
A lot to talk about on this Tuesday. First though, let's welcome this guy, the shortest running Cobro of the show, known for his professorly ways, and also his ways in the bathroom, cleaning out some really upsetting toilets at Purdue University. He is Kevin.
I just want you to be normal, and clearly you're not.
And he joins us right now from right in front of me on this boat. Hey, Kevin, welcome to TBTL.
Thank you, Luke.
I love that, but I also feel threatened now somehow.
I mean, I could just stop listening to it right now, and that would be perfect.
Okay.
Of course I won't. I'm
how is this? This is like a make-a-wish thing happening now. I feel so great that I get to be here to witness this.
Yeah. Kevin doesn't have long.
I'm sorry to hear that,
unfortunately,
Kevin.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much,
thank
man.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I
have a seat? Yes.
A little rocky.
Hi there. Hello.
Hey, guys. This is Brock from San Diego.
Hey, Brock.
Hey, Brock.
You flew up here from San Diego?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, and you wrote down a question, so this definitely seems like it's probably about money I owe you. Are you serving me with papers right now?
No, I just feel like, we need an opportunity to praise you guys once in a while.
Oh, no, please.
Yeah.
So, I mean, don't stop.
I wrote this down just in case I start crying during it, okay?
Aww.
It's not for you, Luke, sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
First off, I just want to comment... He's Andrew Walsh. He's not just known for his depictions of the tall ships. This man is so multi-talented. I don't think there's not a thing in this world he can't do. He's an actor, producer, home restoration expert, entrepreneur, and now, which he's already been, a singer-musician.
Are you thinking of one of the Property Brothers?
Self-taught in all his musical talents, he is a shooting star, burning bright, and unstoppable.
Wow.
What?
Happy Wren's Day.
Happy Wren's Day indeed.
No, Andrew, you...
It's a beautiful Wren's Day. Thank you, Brock.
This is from the air. You guys read this.
Yeah.
That was...
That's Jeremy Renner's actual bio. Is there anybody who shares less DNA with Andrew than Jeremy Renner? And I, by the way, I'll take Andrew.
Yeah.
Every day of the week and twice on Sunday. I'm an Andrew man.
Well, thank you, Brock. So you wrote that just in case you had a chance to grab the mic. I also, by the way, for the people listening home, Brock has made himself at home up here. We had a queue of people asking questions. He is now sitting up here next to us. His legs are crossed. He does not look like he is going anywhere.
Well, he's taking his cue from Sean DeTore.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. He had a prepared speech. Like, I am, again, feeling threatened, but maybe that's just my default.
The boat is rocking.
Yes.
I was going to fall over there.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't remember that. I had no idea what was happening. At first, I was just like, this is a really sweet poem. Then I was like, oh, Brock's in love with me. And I was like, well, that happened.
Honestly, like, I seriously was imagining a scenario in which, Brock, you were going to say something really heartfelt about Andrew, and Andrew was going to maybe start crying.
Yeah.
I was only half listening anyway. So.
We met the most lovely listener in New York, whose name is, I believe, Charlotte, if I remember right. And she had been going through a lot of stuff in her life, and she was listening to the show, and she said that she had lost a family member. She was battling some health, really serious health issues, and she said that Andrew, the day that Trump got elected and when Andrew cried, she got locked into the show. And she said that while she was undergoing, cancer treatment, she couldn't sleep at night because of the drugs she was on, and she would have to listen to our show to fall asleep, and particularly Andrew's voice, which is apparently more powerful than chemo. And it was the cutest thing because her husband was outside of the venue calling her, and he kept calling her on her phone.
Oh, that's right, while she was talking to us.
And she picks up the phone and she goes, I'm talking to my boys! So shout out to listener Charlotte, and props to my buddy Andrew for
thank you.
Making a real difference in somebody's life.
I don't think it's great, though, that the folks at APM have asked me to start crying a lot more on the show to gain listeners. I feel like that's a little cheap.
Well, they said you could start crying or start showing more skin. It's your call.
Then everybody will be crying. All right, where are we in this show?
I think we're done with the show.
Okay, here, I'll take that microphone.
Okay, hey, thank you, Brock. I want to say a couple of quick thanks before we wrap things up. Thanks, of course, to our dear friend, one of the co-founders of the program, Japan's number one mixer, Sean DeTore.
Thank you. This has been great. I appreciate, always appreciate that. This is lovely.
Known for his Medium talk.
That's right.
Sean DeTore.
I'm
also
naturally curious.
Big thanks to my friend, Andrew Walsh. And thanks to Genevieve Haz and Barry, Broadcast Barry, for handling all the pizza stuff. Thanks to Hannah Brooks Olson for doing the door. Thank you to everybody at Argosy for making this possible. Honestly, please use Argosy for your next cruising needs so that they will think this was a good idea to let us use this boat at a steep discount. And again, thanks to all of you for being here. Thanks for being part of TBTL. We could not be here without you. So thank you so much. Have a great rest of your Monday. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Imaginary Radio.
Here?
Yeah. We live here now. Until then, please remember, no mountain too tall.
And good luck to all.
Power out.